Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Wednesday. First with yesterday's news, I'm Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Tuesday. We've got a lot of politics to deal with, obviously, between election bribes and Winston's bribe to himself or whatever it was that he was up to there. Marcus, has he got a problem with Trade Me now? Is it become an addiction? And a little bit of a slip of the tongue, which is always funny, especially when you're supposed to just be doing a boring old money report. But first up, here's Jacinda with the big bribe.
This looks like the 2005 interest-free loans, which National kept on saying it was a bribe and it was corrupt and all that sort of stuff. This looks like a bribe. What do you say?
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, you know, some of the people who will be eligible for that first 3 year probably aren't even necessarily able to vote. This is not just about school leavers. It's not just about tertiary education. It's about saying to anyone who hasn't studied since they've left school that we want them to have access to the ability to train in polytech, to do apprenticeships, to do vocational training, because that is going to be the key to New Zealand's success, particularly in a changing environment as we have more automation. We're focused on making sure that we have accessible education. We can't do it straight away, which is why year one starts next year. We won't bring in the second year for another 3 years and another 3 years before the third. We've got to make sure it's affordable as we go. But it is about making a step change in our education system for the benefit of New Zealand.
Will this encourage students to go to university?
Oh, at the moment, you know, we have basically 30%, roughly a third school leavers going on to university. But what we want to emphasise is actually that's not always necessarily the right option for every school leaver. So it's not just about that. It's about, I've been at EIT today. I've been meeting with people doing, starting out their training in carpentry, as automotive work or as welders. This policy will benefit anyone who wants to do that kind of training as well. We want to make sure we lift the profile of some of those alternatives too, because it's not just about tertiary education.
So, bribe or just a policy, we need some clarification on this. And you know who I go to for clarification on complicated issues? The one and only Leighton Smith.
The bribe of 2005, which was a real late starter, giving university students interest-free student loans, was a con that got everybody all excited and won Labour. Well, I know that was Working for Families. It was a dual carriageway to the election, but it was the interest-free student loans that got young people out and voting and their families supporting them. And quite frankly, it's been a disaster. Now, you can argue all you like the other way, but I know it's been a disaster for a hell of a lot of kids who are no longer kids. Kids who took out loans, why? Because everybody's got to go to university. And this is the message they got and the message they get. And then when the interest-free loans came out, wow, we can do it. It won't cost us anything other than, you know, we'll pay it off over umpteen years and who cares? That was basically the attitude. Who cares? And so lots of them, and I know two, signed up. One of the two even signed up for two different courses. And neither one was stuck at. And now there's a debt of somewhere around $25,000. Same with the other one. I mean, just, you know, you go there, you do it because you can, because all your mates are doing it, and it's, look, come on, it's interest-free. You don't have to pay it back unless you're working, and then if you pay it back over years, you'll never... It was an incredible bribe. And as a country of suckers, we bought into
it. It's weird how, and I've talked about this before, in fact, every election, when different parties promise different things to people, how other parties will then call that a bribe. But of course, isn't it just giving voters what they want in the hope that they will vote for them? Well, also in the name of representing the electorate. It's always strange to me how these things get labelled as bribes when, like, it's literally just, hey, we've got some voters who would like something, so we think we might give it to them, and then they will vote. Isn't that how the whole system is supposed to work? I don't know. Rachel, can you make sense of these things? Like this Winston Peters business, for example.
He's right to point out that this is a private matter. It is, and it's been leaked, and that's illegal. But it's been leaked, and it's out there now, and it's less than a month to the election, so he needs to reveal what he paid, how much interest, and if there were any penalties. Otherwise, this won't go away. Look at the case with Matilda Toorey. The circumstances were different. She knowingly committed fraud there. But Peters can't tiptoe around this issue. The public naturally assumes when he's tiptoeing and avoiding sort of straight answers that he's got something to hide. He's got to be transparent. Just come out and then this will go away. Will he take a hit in the polls? Well, we'll have to see how it unfolds in the coming days. But I don't think his voter base will desert him. And then what happens? Well, whoever leaked this, they've poked the bear, haven't they? They really have. Peters will have an idea about who did this and why. And if he continues to hold the balance of power come election day, you know, he's like an elephant. He's never going to forget. How will this influence his decision about whether he'll swing his support behind the left or the right? Yet another extraordinary twist in this election, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, as a reality TV show goes, it's certainly got all the elements. Heroes, villains, surprises. I'd like to see them do some kind of underwater challenge where they have to make the water pass through pipes at the bottom of a swimming pool. That's sort of all it's missing now. Now, Marcus, he's been back on Trade Me again. I feel like this is getting out of control, this Trade Me addiction of his.
By the way, someone's emailed me a complaint, but they thought it was going to the boss. She was upset that I was buying stuff on Trade Me during the show. Well, what else can you do if an auction ends actually on you? You can't work out when an auction's going to end. I think probably in most workplaces, it's okay to be bidding on Trade Me during your work hours. Wouldn't it? It's like a fact of life now, Trade Me. Hello, Vicky, it's Marcus. Good evening.
Oh, good evening, Marcus. Marcus, I was just thinking as I was driving home, the lady who inadvertently sent you the email suggests you send her a reply and tell her you'll pray for her. That should sort that one out.
Oh, I should have said. I'll tell you what my email said, actually. I'll tell you what my email said. It said the email has come to me. I think you've meant it to go to my bosses. That's from Marcus.
Oh, that's very kind and generous of you.
She says, this is the from Linda Sparrow. I find him very rude to callers and is totally unprofessional. And last Thursday night was very happy to talk about Trade Me and was honoured and was trading for items. I don't know of any other employer that would allow their employees to do it while working. Spelt wrongly. And him going on about trains.
Oh my goodness. Well,
the show is talk back, not how Marcus Lush days, not about Marcus Lush, how Marcus Lush spends his days in a supermarket trip. Please find someone that can be a professional host. And to say he is number one at night, that's because there is no other station of talkback, only music shows.
Oh, well, there we are. I suggest you have her on as a guest.
We don't have guests.
I can just imagine the two of you bubbling over with enthusiasm.
Very good. Thank you, Vicky.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that comfortable with Marcus doing Trade Me on here. Just because it's a bit old school now, he should be doing Wish or Alibaba. And then you could track the progress of the things as they're sent to him from China. That'd be more interesting to listen to. I tell you, the most interesting thing we listened to yesterday was the money report on Kerry and Mark's show. I know, that's a weird thing to say, but here's what happened.
So, you know how your last name kind of refers to what your forebearers did as a job or something? So, as Ponce then, an effeminate man, because I just Googled this to find if there was another definition for Ponce apart from an effeminate man. And apparently the other definition is a man who lives off a prostitute's earrings.
Earnings, not earrings.
Oh, well.
I haven't. I'm not even looking at the screen, and I'm going to say it's earnings.
Starting to get my glasses.
Yeah, it is.
Currencies, there quickly, please.
The New Zealand dollar is buying 91.5 Australian cents, 72.5 US cents, 56.1 British pence, 60.6 euro cents, 78.9 yen, and wait for it, the 4.8 Chinese yuan.
Well, how much is a prostitute's earrings going for?
Exactly, it didn't make any sense to me, did it? Which is why I mentioned it. 14-1.
It's a shame you can't pre-arrange those moments, because I think we're all agreed that's very funny when that sort of thing happens, but it's not something you can prepare ahead of time and thereby deliver, you know, every day. Ah, well. I mean, don't worry. I can mispronunciate things every day and misread things every day and sound like an idiot every day. Don't worry about that. But not every show can. I'm Glenn ZB. That has been News Talk ZB for Wednesday. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for more mispronunciations.